I was. It's over 50 feet, Larry. I think. I can't remember the actual measurements. Like I said, it needs a little bit of work, but that's not a problem. I mean, I got all the material, and I'm just doing an inspection on each piece, and then when I get it where I want, I'll bring that piece up here, and then just trying to figure out the best spot to put it, because this topography up here is, I don't know, it's just hard for me to read. Just trying to figure out, you know, where to put it and things like that. But I'll get it. It just take me some time, but I'll get it figured out.
The topography thing is important. And depending on the mass, the weight of the thing that you want to stay put, I don't know what I was thinking earlier. 20 feet is a mast. So, Patrick, yours is probably something around 60. I'm thinking that's a number that I recall, 60 feet. That's way up there, and you get a lot of wind load, and you got to have a very sturdy base. So wherever you put your tower at the deer camp, might you have to pour in some concrete to make a counterweight to keep it from, well, I guess you're amongst the trees, and the trees are taking a lot of the wind and breaking it, but you're still going to get some wind load on the thing.
Not that far, Larry. I'm working on the base to figure out how to, I mean, I got it figured out. I know exactly what to do. Just trying to get it in my mind. I got an idea. Now it's getting that idea into a tangible item, which for me sometimes is a challenge, but I've got it pretty much worked out. I still got one little bitty thing I got to figure out in my mind, but once I get that figured out, then I'll get the material together and then get it built. But like I said, I'm almost there, and I'm all tilted at the bottom, I think. Or may go 10 feet up and tilt, 10 or 15 feet up and tilt. That's like I said. I still gotta figure that out. The other thing is, let me let my radio drop. On top of the tower, I have got some DOM pipe, that two pieces of DOM that I could get probably an additional 20 feet would probably be the highest I'd want to go with it. So at the top of the tower, there'll be two pieces of DOM that I can, once the tower is up, then get the DOM up another 15 feet on top of that. But I gotta figure some stressors there and figure out what best kind of pipe to do that. I don't think I'm gonna be able to do that with aluminum DOM. I'm probably gonna have to use carbon steel. And then once I get that figured out, then, you know, the rest of it's just easy peasy.
starts to sound like engineering to me, and that's above my grade. You have to work with math that you understand. I can work with math as long as I can use a calculator and punch the right buttons. But advanced engineering like that, figuring in not just what the material is going to handle, but what it will encounter at heights with a certain area exposed to a certain wind load, wind speed, that's real engineering. And, you know, something that's, I suppose, you ought to be ready to take that on, to understand it, be sure and over-engineer it. You know, no one wants to see something come down. I suppose it's away from the cabin if it should fall. One consideration. But you just want to engineer it well enough that it don't have a chance. It's stand there in a gale, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, well, gentlemen, I do declare this has been an unexpected surprise. I thank you for bringing us all together here, Chad. It was such a thrill to hear Walt. I understand that he was on the net and checked himself in here lately. I have not been feeling terribly well, and I have to admit that for the first time, I've fallen asleep after checking in. I fell asleep, and of course, my group came before Walt checked in the first time, you know. And when I woke up later after the net was over, the radio was, I think the repeater identified itself and woke me up. And I just said, no, I didn't miss. I thought perhaps I was crossing my fingers and praying that maybe Walt was going to be able to check himself in sometime soon. Well, don't you know, he did it. And that takes a lot of steel. It really does. You got to admire somebody that perseveres through something like that. Takes a lot of steel. KK4JBQ.
Boring UE, roger that. I don't even know how to comment on that. Mercy. I'm just glad to hear him. Glad he checked in. And well, if you listen, anything I can do, let me know. I'll be glad to help you. But all right, Larry, Patrick, if you're still in there, I'm on duck on out. I'm starting to fade a little bit. I got this wood stove going up here, and then we made a big pot of chili beans at lunch today, and we cooked them on the stove for a couple of hours, and boy, it got my belly full, and you know the rest. So I'll say 73s to both of you, and y'all be safe. It's KO4NUE. I'm going to secure my station. I am clear.
Chad, and again, thank you for yesterday. And yes, it was very good to hear Walt check in tonight. And Walt, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know, and I will continue to pray for you, buddy. Larry, good to talk to you tonight. And I'll say 73s also to you, and have a good evening. KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. KO4NUE. It's been a pleasure to talk with you tonight, and it's a pleasure to hear Walt. You know what I mean when I say we love you, Walt. You know what I mean. Everybody have a good night's rest. KK4JBQ, clear.